Our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Thursday, January 16th, and we are live streaming this morning's program on our News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments or kudos for our guests, please feel free to type those in. Happy to read those out to our guests. So our guest today, the one and only Keith Runnels. I want us to make sure I'm saying your name right. Runnels.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Keith Runnels. He is a pastor. He is a longtime chaplain with the Carroll County Sheriff's Department. And he also happens to be the service manager with Merrill & Associates, an iconic, you know, staple of this community, a heating and air company that has been serving this community for quite some time. We can get into that in more detail here in a second. But we are here today to continue to spread some positivity, goodwill, and cheer as we move into the new year and catch up with Keith as we chat a bit about their HVAC giveaways that they held in December, one to the Harrelson County canine kennel for the Harrelson County Sheriff's Department, as well as for Nathan Worley, who I believe is a deputy himself as well. We'll let Keith tell us all about that. Again, we are live streaming this morning on Facebook, on our WLBB Facebook page. So feel free to jump in the chat if you have any questions or comments. So Keith, good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's good to be here, Josh. Thank y'all for having us over today.
Yes, sir. It means the world to have you in. If you could, Keith, tell us a bit about you, yourself and your family, and give listeners an idea of what kind of person you are.
Yeah, sure. I'm a local boy. Been here all my life. Went to school at Central High School. Graduated. Grew up in the Rootville community. Back when Rootville went to the eighth grade, and we go to Central High School. So there, played football and ran track, and great memories back then. Graduated in 83, went to West Georgia, played a year of football out there. And then I went to work at Carroll EMC and stayed there for about 13 years. And that's where I got my background with some heating and air. We'd done a lot of geothermal, different things back then. Oh. And then we, in 1998, we started a business, sold some property, and started Express Oil Change here in Carrollton. And done that for 26 years. Recently, our investor felt it was time to sell out and sold to corporate. And then I've been knowing Tony and for a while. And one of the gentlemen I go to church with works for Merrill & Associates. And so they called me. And just kind of one of these things that fell in my lap. And a great company to work for. Been knowing them for years. They've been on, over 49 years, locally owned.
49 years.
49 years right here in the community. Tony, our wow. Rogers and Bliss Rogers now are the sole owners of that. A lot of folks know Jim Collins and George Lynette. They were owners, partners in that organization as well. And they've been gone now for a while. Tony and Bliss are sole owners. They do a great job. Like you said, they are well known in this community for what they do. So I feel privileged to be able to work for them, and I get to still be a pastor and still get to run my farm. We have a cattle farm. I'm married to Miss Angie Jenkins Runnels. She's a Central graduate as well, and she done X-ray, went to X-ray school. And so a lot of folks know her from that, ultrasound and all that right there. She worked for Dr. Martin for years. We have three children. They are all teachers. In the Ramburn school system, Cleburne County school system, there's speech pathology. My two girls, Kimberly and Catherine, are speech pathologists. And Ty is a defensive coordinator and special ed teacher there at the Ramburn School. So and they have married great spouses. And then we have 6 grandchildren.
Whoa.
And I love my children, but, man, they just something about these grandchildren. So they age, range in ages from 14 to 2. So we have a great time with them. And so that's a little bit about me, just a local boy, just been very privileged, you know. I'm one of them guys that never wanted to leave this area. A lot of people I graduated with, even through high school and college, wanted to leave. But I love this community, and so I'm glad I get to stay here and still be part of it. And I appreciate y'all letting us come out. Y'all are huge. As we were talking before the show, man, just how the impact this radio station and Steve and each one of you have made in this community is huge for not just businesses but for our community as well.
It's incredibly kind words, sir. Thank you for saying that. That means the world to us. It's an honor. And honestly, I'm a bit flabbergasted that how have you had time to breathe over the last 40 years? You've been so busy.
Like, I mean, think about it. It's been great. It's amazing how God gives you the strength and the energy to do things. And so that's just, you know, I'm just wide open. I don't like to sit around. And that's good. But I do get lazy every once in a while. When I sit down and start watching Gunsmoke, I usually – I fall asleep. My wife has to wake me up to go to bed. So.
Shout out to Angie, making sure she gets to bed instead of falling asleep on the couch. That'll hurt your neck.
That's right.
So you, I did want to take a moment just to sort of linger on the fact that you're a chaplain. You're the chaplain with the Carroll County Sheriff's Department. How did that come together?
It's just one of those things. Just you know, when Sheriff Langley went in, there was about 3 of us that he contacted, and I knew one of the guys that went in with him, and they contacted me. And it's been, and I've been able to serve at the pleasure of the sheriff. Since COVID, things have probably changed a little bit, and I'm there. My duties were to serve the deputies, the employees. We do death notifications. We've been there through some hard times, and we do, and we still go into jail as well if we have someone request us to go see someone. So. But I serve along Mr. Keith Giles and Mr. Paul Harthet, and there's other gentlemen too that are vital in that ministry as well. So, again, it's just a privilege to be able to do that. And like I said, since COVID, we hadn't done as much, but it's been a great thing. We have a great sheriff, and he is a real icon in this community as well, and a good man. And so we're very privileged to be part of that as well.
It's interesting, you know, to see the relationship you've had directly with first responders right here with our own county sheriff's department and beyond, I'm sure. But it's interesting because that would make you sort of the connection between Maryland Associates and an organization like West Georgia First Responders. Our good buddy Shane Davis,
yes,
the director of and president of that organization, has, you know, we were talking about being busy. That man himself has been
I don't know when he
busy.
Sleeps. That's exactly right.
No idea. I mean, he has definitely made a huge impact as well the last year and some change, trying to form this organization, West Georgia First Responders, to support first responders in need. I think it's really cool. Having worked at EMC, Carroll EMC,
yes,
you know,
yeah.
it means the world to me that he's included linemen. In
yes,
that first responders,
exactly right.
Some places won't do that, but they do. But Shane does. So, you know, I'd like to kind of jump into how that partnership came about and how that you you got to know Shane and put this thing together. I'll tell you what, we will save that though for after our first commercial break. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Oak Mountain Academy and Tanner Health System. But when we come back, we're going to jump right back in. To our conversation with Keith Runnels, pastor, chaplain with the Carroll County Sheriff's Department, and service manager with Merrill & Associates, as we chat more about their December Christmas HVAC giveaways of just less than a month back. A couple of great giveaways to we can chat about, spread some positivity here in the local community. Again, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, so stay with us.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
And welcome back to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, January 16th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. If you're just tuning in, we are live streaming this morning's episode of Community Voice on our WLBB Facebook page. It will be uploaded to YouTube afterwards. So definitely hop on the chat if you have any questions or comments for our guest. Our guest today is Keith Runnels. He is a pastor, chaplain with the Carroll County Sheriff's Department, and service manager with Merrill & Associates. He's in the studio with us today talking about, chatting about some of the HVAC giveaways that the company held in December to assist first responders in partnership with West Georgia First Responders. Keith, let's jump right back into it, boss man.
Yes, sir.
So tell me about how did this start? How did this relationship with Shane Davis and West Georgia First Responders and Merrill & Associates take shape?
Back probably 4 or 5 months ago, I was just strolling through, just checking some things out on social media with other HVAC companies and just seeing new ideas and all this. And I seen one out in Montana, I believe, that had done a giveaway to a customer. And I thought, man, that would be a cool thing to do. That would be a great thing to be able to do to help a customer out, someone in need. People would nominate. So I went to my owners, which is Bliss Rogers, Tony Rogers, and I said, hey, listen, I got an idea. What do y'all think about this? And they said, man, this is great. We want to do it. You know, and so it was not a, I don't know about this, but they, and I say this a lot, they're great men, and they got a big heart, and that's why they've been so successful, I believe. Talked about it and as we talked, we thought we want to team up with somebody. And I said, man, I would love to do something for in the law enforcement, first responders. And as we were talking, I think it was Bliss said, what about that guy we hear on the radio, with West Georgia First Responder? And I said, you know, I can follow up on that. And that was Shane Davis. And so I'd never met Shane, just heard him on the radio. And so I called the sheriff. I said, hey, sheriff, I know you probably know this guy. And he said, I do. And he said, I tell you what, he's a class act. And he said, probably the West Georgia First Responders chapter is probably one of the best things that's happened for first responders in our area in a long time.
Wow.
He was just high regards for him. And everything was positive. So I called Shane. And I said, hey, Shane, I introduced myself. He come over and we met. And I said, this is the idea I got. What do you think? He said, man, I love it. I love it. I said, we're going to take care of the unit. We're going to install it. It will be no cost. I said, wow. But we want you to handle the giveaway. We want you to run it through your organization, your outfit. And so that's what we did. He put it on his website. People made nominations. And then we took three finalists. And Shane and his outfit was involved in that right there, and then we were part of that as well. We went out, narrowed it down to three, and we picked our finalists. We all felt, and we, again, it's something we prayed over, and we really made great consideration on who should get it, and we were all in agreement who should get it. And the gentleman that won this, him and his family, he is a school resource officer for Villa Rica Police Department, Mr. Nathan Worley. And a great guy, young man. He's actually in the ministry as well. And his wife, Shay, they have three children, I believe that's what it is. And just great people. And so we were able to put a 3-ton heat pump in their house at no cost. We had it installed in time for Christmas.
Wow.
And so that was a great privilege for us to be able to help somebody like that right there. And then the other two finalists, Shane and his outfit, give them $500 each for being nominated. So I thought that was a a wonderful Christmas present to those other two.
Huge. I mean, yeah. it would be almost as much of a relief to be for a family in need to receive that money to receive a life-changing thing like getting a new heating and air unit free, all courtesy of Maryland Associates. What do you think stood out about Nathan to lead to him being selected?
Well, as we went out and looked, his unit was probably he had actually had a used unit put in probably 10 or 12 years ago. So that unit was probably a 20-year-old unit or something like that, maybe 25. It was on its last leg, and he had actually had some trouble with it and had some repairs done. A buddy helped him out. So it was just one of those things. It was just the right timing. I mean, it was just the time for him to get this, and him being in law enforcement. I feel like that segment of our community is overworked a lot of time and underpaid, and so often unappreciated for what they do. And just a young couple with children trying to do what's right. Both parents are working hard and trying to get ahead and be there for the family and serve the community in their different ministries. Both of them have two different ministries. And so that really stood out to me. And also when we talked about it with Shane and he felt the same way. So that's really what took place. Just someone that had a greater need than the other two.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah,
West Georgia
that's right.
First responders and Shane and Maryland Associates.
Yeah, that's what we hope. And out of that, we were able to, from those nominations, that's how we got involved with the Harrison County Sheriff's Office. They had a canine division that needed, they have two dogs now. I think they got three now. They got a new puppy. But they had a little room out there, a building for the canines, and they had some wall units in there, but they couldn't bathe the dogs in there because they'd freeze in the wintertime. So they were part of this right here when we were doing this. The sheriff, Stacy William, had asked Shane about this. So Shane contacted me, and I said, look, man, we'll do whatever we can. So what we did for them is we done the installation for free, and we just charged them for the equipment. So it was about – and Mingledorth is our – company that we buy our equipment from, the carrier unit. So in Mingledorth, when I called them, they said, man, we want to help in any way we can. They helped in the giveaway, and they helped with this as well. So only had about $1,100 in equipment. That's everything. So that's all we charged them. And Shane had put out a campaign to raise money, and he raised about $2,000. So they took the money for the equipment and paid for that, and then Shane and first responders, West Georgia first responders, give the remainder of that money to the sheriff's office to buy food or whatever they wanted to do with that right there. So that was a great thing for the sheriff's office, for the canines, and for everybody involved. So, we were very blessed and very fortunate to be able to be part of that as well.
And, I'm going to give a little kudos to the community here because Shane had reached out to me about – maybe putting together a commercial to we change the commercials out all the time, different initiatives he's got going on. And he reached out to me and he said, hey, I think I'd like to put a commercial together about maybe raising some funds to help pay for the materials for this canine kennel. And I wrote the commercial and I sent it to him. And within 20 minutes, he sent me a text. He said, hey, well, we don't have to worry about recording that commercial because we've already met the goal.
That's great. That's the community we live in.
That's the community,
we are,
man.
Blessed. And, you're talking to a boy that's been here all of his life. I'm fixing to turn 60, and I've always been here, and I love this community. And the reason is that the people are giving. I mean, they're there to support, and we are blessed to be here in this community where they do support law enforcement, first responders, and they're always there for them.
We got to take care of our heroes.
Oh, yeah, we got to.
Because, they're taking care of us 24/7.
That's right.
So it means the world to be able to do that. I mean, it's incredible to see what the community can pull off when everyone bands together. I mean, just, a few months ago, that Hurricane Helene disaster relief.
Yeah. That's right.
Project GIF was trying to, get two or three trailers. They ended up sending 7.5 trailers up to up to North Carolina and the places affected by the hurricane. That's what this community is capable of.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you said, and you really said it, you know, this is a community that cherishes our first responders. We're blessed with a good sheriff, a good man that turns around and tries to support other initiatives throughout the area. We're blessed with an incredible police department right here.
Yes, sir, we are.
County and, of course, the city law enforcement's Villa Rica. We just had Chief Mansour on the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, that the amount of work they put into protecting the area off of that I-20 corridor is just out of control. I mean, we're so blessed. So really, thank you to Maryland Associates and to Shane and West Georgia First Responders for being willing to do this, because that is no inexpensive feat. People do not realize how the amount that has gone into trying to take care of these first responders.
It is our privilege to be able to do something. We just feel like that's one way, you know, and it's just a way to honor God, really. And you can't outgive God. And that's what my guys, my owners, man, they have a huge heart, and they're businessmen, and they do this to make money. But at the same time, they give a lot to this community. I see it firsthand. Some people may not even realize how much they give to this community, but they have big hearts, and they're good men, and I'm thankful to be part of this organization.
What a happy morning it is in the studio with us today, here in the studio today. Time is 8:50. We're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Keith Runnels, pastor, chaplain with the Carroll County Sheriff's Department, and service manager with Maryland Associates, as we continue chatting about their December's Christmas HVAC giveaway. And we now know it was a lot more than just you had the HVAC unit for Nathan Worley, and then you also had the canine kennel, as well as the second and third place nominees that received money for Christmas, cash to try to help to make things easier for around Christmas time. So we're going to be talking about that and so much more. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, January 16th. I've been your host, Josh Engel. We're about to wrap up today's program in the next 8 minutes or so. But we're gonna continue a bit our conversation with Keith Runnels. He is a pastor, is a chaplain with the Carroll County Sheriff's Department, and service manager with Maryland Associates, the heating and air company that has been serving our local community in many ways, as we see, not just through their HVAC service, but giveaways like the one we've chatted about today for 49 years, I believe.
Yeah, over 49
over
years, really.
49
but
years.
But the owners now have been partners for 49 years.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And that's something special about this community. It's so cool to see businesses, family-run businesses, locally-owned businesses, many of whom have, you know, to like a Raylan, or like you see these other companies, that have just continued to grow, employ people in the community, and give back in so many
ways.
That's
exactly right.
So if you're just tuning in, please go back to check out the podcast of today's episode with Keith Runnels, either in podcast form, uploaded to the station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com, or you can go on our Facebook page, our News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, or you can go to YouTube. But please check out the full interview. I thought I had a pretty good handle on the full scope of the giveaway that's happened, but I was humbled, because essentially, you know, we're looking at an organization wanted to do something good for the community and support first responders, and Maryland Associates in partnership with Shane Davis and West Georgia First Responders not only gave a brand new unit to Villa Rica Resource Officer Nathan Worley, but also a brand new unit for the canine kennel in Harrelson County, partially paid by gifts from the community. So shout out to the community. And then on top of that, of the money raised, the excess was split amongst the second and third place winners. These are all first responders. And these are the weeks leading up to Christmas, which are some of the most stressful times. It's such an expensive time of year. But man, shout out to Maryland Associates and for their partnership with West Georgia First Responders to serve these deputies and officers right here in our own hometown. You know, we only have a handful of minutes left, Keith, but I would love to chat with you a bit about the future. I mean, you know, what was the fallout after these giveaways? And do you think this is something that you might want to do again sometime?
Oh, that we've already talked. And after the giveaway to Nathan, we sat down and talked and said, man, this is a great thing. And then all of a sudden the K-9, and let me be clear that the $500 that was given was all on Shane Davis and his outfit.
Wow.
There was nothing to do with Merle Soldier. They give the $500. So that just tells you what kind of outfit that Shane's running and what's going on with West Georgia First Responders. But but we have talked as managers and owners, and we're going to help any way we can in the first responders community. So if there's another need, we're going to be there. So whatever it is, we're going to be. If we can make it happen, we will. And we will do another giveaway next year. We're going to continue to do this. We've already set that in stone. We're going to continue the giveaways as long as we can. And right now, we've already planning on that for next year. So
that's inspiring.
Yes, sir.
And we
need
more of that.
Yeah,
you know,
I wish other companies would get involved, not just Merle, but I challenge anybody out there, a businessman, to pick a segment of our community that needs help and reach out and help them.
You heard it here, folks. Keith Ronalds is putting a challenge out to the local community. Businesses right here in our local community, they've been blessed. We've been blessed. Let's help bless others and possibly, you know, carry on a tradition like this to help serve those in need, and especially our first responders.
That's right.
I mean, they take care of us. I think that we should turn around and take care of them. So tell me, how could folks, you know, support a giveaway like this? You know, folks need to keep first responders in mind that might want to nominate. You know, of course, any donations to the organization. How can folks be engaged with this?
Shane Davis and West Georgia First Responders, they have a link you can go to on the website. Go there, and you can donate year-round. You can donate as low as $10 a month to their organization. So that's possible right there. Or give me a shout at Maryland Associates, and if you want to make a donation there, and we'll designate that to go towards you know, helping someone. And if you don't want it to be in the first responder community, if you have someone you want to help, let us know, and we can make a huge effort to try to help. So just let us know. Really, it's just making contact with us and letting us know. But they are avenues set up that you can donate through West Georgia First Responders.
Wow. Yeah, so folks can support this initiative. They can nominate folks. We only got about 2 minutes left, but I wanted to ask, you know, are there any final thoughts you wanted to leave listeners, perhaps, you know, a bit on the importance of doing stuff like this?
Yeah, I think it's just real important. Like I said, I want to make a challenge, as you said, you know, not just Merle Associates, and I'm thankful to be part of this outfit and what we do. But, man, it's a community effort, and we ought to want to try to give back to our community. Without our customers, we have no business. And as we're being blessed, we need to try to bless others along the way, a handful of purpose. And you just can't – I said it already, you can't outgive God. And we've seen that at Merle Associates, how God is blessed and how God is – and it's not just not just in business sense, but it's in even our employees that we've been able to hire. I mean, we went through a span for a while. You couldn't find employees. And, man, we're getting some great employees now. They know what our company's about, and so we're very blessed in that. So it goes more than just the money, and it goes to the personnel that's working for you. And we want men and women with integrity to be part of our outfit and part of our company.
Incredible. So for folks that want to learn more about West Georgia First Responders, visit westgafirst.org. Where can folks learn more about Maryland Associates? Where can folks learn more about Maryland Associates?
That's right. Just go online, just Maryland Associates. We have a website, and just go online right there, and you can find out all you want right there.
Awesome. Keith, man, thank you so much
for everything
y'all did.
I appreciate y'all having us out. This is a blessing to be able to be here today. Thank you for the work y'all do in this community.
And thank you to everyone who's tuned in. We'll see you next time.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.